Hello, and welcome to Sweet Dreams. We're so glad you decided to join the Awake Sleepers family and go into this journey with us. Sweet Dreams is all about sleep paralysis. We will talk about what it is, what triggers it, and some one-of-a-kind anecdotes from special guests. We hope you enjoy this experience and learn all about this crazy condition. So, in this first introductory episode, we would like to explain to you guys what sleep paralysis is all about.
Okay, Isa, so let's start from the beginning. Sleep paralysis can be really confusing to understand, but basically, it's simply a sign that your body's not moving smoothly through the stages of sleep.
Yes, this condition is really strange. It is sort of a feeling of being conscious but unable to move, and it happens when a person passes between stages of wakefulness and sleep.
Did you know that sleep paralysis is a condition that has been around us for a lot of centuries?
Yes, actually, it's fascinating how sleep paralysis has a whole philosophy and history behind it. Most of you might think sleep paralysis started as a millennial trend, but it actually started in the 19th century. Philosophers actually wrote about what they believed to be a very real demonic experience. They thought sleep paralysis occurred when demons sat on their chests. Only later, they decided that bad meat or cheap wine might be the cause.
I was sure that it was a millennial thing. But seriously, Isa, what is the main reason for this condition? It cannot be bad meat or cheap wine.
So actually, there is no scientific proof that causes this condition in the first place. But there are some triggers that increase the possibility of having this experience. One of the major causes of sleep paralysis is sleep deprivation, but it also can be triggered by stress or some other medications.
Yes, this can easily happen to anyone. I can't imagine what this might feel like.
Well, awake sleepers, before wrapping up on today's episode, we want to let you know that if you're interested in hearing the most worst or bizarre stories while having sleep paralysis, you cannot miss our next episode launching next week. We'll have a whole series dedicated to interviews and people sharing one-of-a-kind anecdotes, so don't miss out.
We hope you enjoyed this introductory episode as much as we did. We think this condition is worth talking about since there is so much interesting information about it. So don't miss out our next episode. Bye-bye, awake sleepers. Have a good night and even better dreams.